Well, Alex, Westo are always a decent side in this league, and that was a good win.
Yeah, I think I said last week, it was last year they were the side that stood out. They were sort of 15 men against, we at the time were boys, and going into the game on Saturday, was some sort of some fear of a result going against us. But we got there and our physicality was good and we were really up for it. You could see it in the players' eyes and we got the win.
And you're top of the table at the moment?
We are, yeah. That was first against second and we're sat top and top and proud.
Are you pleased? Obviously, the results have gone well. What about the overall standard of the performance so far? Are you pleased?
Yeah, I think Andy Williams, the coach, says we're about 75-80%, so there's still plenty to work on. And indeed, watching the DVD back of the Westo game, we gave them two tries in the first half and nilled them in the second. So, I mean, if we cut out our mistakes in defence, then, you know, it could have been a much bigger score.
The good start, you got a good start last season, to be fair, but a very solid start against some decent sides at this time. Is that down to how well pre-season went partly, or at least, you know, a major contributory factor?
Yeah, I think so. I think Andy's input has been quite significant. He's brought in a lot of younger players. And then we've put a coaching structure in place throughout seconds and thirds, which means that we get big training numbers, 60, and that in itself creates competition. As you know, competition creates excellence at the top.
Obviously, when I come down here, we all talk about the first team, but it's more than that, isn't it? You've started well across the club, really.
Yeah, I touched on it then. Part of the second year and having control of it was making sure that we get a second team coaching structure in place to support the first directly, and a development side to feed in the bottom and keep that pyramid shape of development that we all talk about. As a result, we've got a third team run by Simon Green-Price and Viv Woolley, who stayed on. And they've had wins so far, notably against Hereford last weekend. A big scoreline of 64-7. And then the second team also. The first fixture was the Knights a couple of weekends ago. And last weekend, our second team travelled down to Hereford, which is always a big measure. And they returned another win of 62-20. So it shows within the county we're stepping it up. And I think overall throughout the national leagues we're stepping it up.
And that strength in depth obviously is key. I mean, we found that towards the end of last season when you picked up a ruck of injuries, to be honest. And, you know, you were struggling a bit at times towards the end.
Yeah, we used over 40 players. When in all honesty, we didn't think we had 40 players capable, and probably didn't. This time, we're having great selection issues from having too many fit players, all of equal ability in the same position. So, you know, we're having nice problems this year as opposed to panic problems that we had last.
That's the director of rugby's headache, presumably keeping everybody happy now.
Yeah, and Andy Williams, I put quite a bit of on to him as well, because it's a different voice. And whereas I've grown up with a lot of the players, he's sort of from outside and he can just be black and white about it.
Sheffield Tigers then up next. They obviously were promoted into the league this time.
Yeah, interesting for me. They've got four or five former Rotherham players, and some of them are still dual registered with Rotherham, including a second row called Gregor Hayter that I went on England Counties tour with and sort of roomed with at the time. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. They're not performing that well as yet, results would have it, but I'm sure there's some quality there and it'll be another challenge.
Good long trip for you, so I'm going to make sure you're in the right frame of mind when you get there.
Yeah, three and a half, four hours or so. The thing about last year was we always travelled well. It was home form that let us down. And I think that was a big change last weekend, where we sort of came out and really defended our home patch. So no real fear about travelling, because we've done well so far this year and in the past.
Yeah, we've always made the point in the past. Of course, teams coming here get to the M5 and then still face another hour and plenty before they actually arrive at Mortimer Park. But I guess you're used to the travelling everywhere you go, pretty much, with the exception of Bromsgrove. It's going to be 2.5 hours plus, really.
Yeah, business or pleasure. I mean, for anyone living in this part of the world, it's an hour before you get to any decent shopping centre or whatever in your social life. So to travel there and to get on the motorway to go and play rugby isn't really an issue at all.
Yes, the Hereford Chamber of Commerce will be in touch any time now, I'd imagine. injury-wise, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Richard Jones has still got a knock. He had a hematoma on his leg a couple of weeks ago, and that's still hot and irritating him. So up front, we're looking at Neil Bufton, Carl Garner, and a once fit, or now fit, Anthony Marfell back in the fold. So, you know, that's what I said before. As one gets injured, one comes back, and it's a nice place to be at the moment.
And you're over the wedding season now. You've had two or three get spliced, haven't you, lately?
Yeah, I think if anyone else appears at training and declares they're going off for a wedding, then there could be a real row. But no, we're past the worst of it.